So thank you for joining us today, Kirsten. We're very lucky to have you, Chief Executive of Bradford Council, in Bradford, talking in as part of the Literature Festival about Joan Lingard, who happened to be your mum, and your mum was a very prolific writer. Tell us a little bit about what your focus in the session is going to be.
Yeah, happy to do that. Caroline, I'll just start by saying I am who I am today, largely because of my mum and her writing and the model that she was to me as I was growing up, as a young girl, about the aspirations that women can have, really. So, yeah, you said my mum was a prolific writer, 64 publications to her name, most of which were for children and particularly teenagers. She grew up in Northern Ireland. She grew up in Belfast. In the 30s and 40s, and even at that time, the kind of tensions and conflicts below the surface between Catholic and Protestant were part of her experience, although she was neither. She was actually a Christian Scientist, and I guess that also gave her an objective place from which to observe some of the impacts of those sectarian tensions. And the books for which she's best known are really a five-part series about a Catholic boy and a Protestant girl. They're love stories, basically, but it's about how young people from different communities come to know, respect, indeed love, and commit to one another. And the challenges, obstacles, and attacks that they endured as they took their relationship forward, and as the situation in Northern Ireland deteriorated. And I think in the session, that's partly what we'll be looking at. An abiding theme, really, in my mum's work was of identity, community, relationships between people of different backgrounds, often against quite troubled situations.
And so we can obviously learn quite a lot in Bradford about reading that, but it also gives us a very... if you like, unique and in-depth understanding of what was happening in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, her first books, first 12th Day of July and Across Americas, came out in the early 70s, just as the situation around the time, just after Bloody Sunday, and as the situation was really deteriorating. And, you know, we're a long way from that moment, and Good Friday Agreement, you know, is much celebrated, but those tensions simmer and they are still there, as we've seen in the past few months. So it does absolutely throw a light on that province's history and its legacy. But you're right. My mum's books were very popular in Germany with the Turkish Arbeiter population of young people, because it spoke to their reality as migrants living in a very different culture and building relationships and kind of building that community cohesion there. I do just want to say, in the session, we'll also hear from a Bradford author, Mariam Ansar, whose book Good for Nothing is a great read, actually. I read it earlier this year, about three young people up from Bradford, all, you know, having their own struggles in terms of charting their path forward in the way that society sees them, understands them, and the opportunity it provides them. And I think there's a real connection between, sadly in a way, between my mum's work and Miriam's work in terms of how challenging it is to be a young person in our world right now, with the kind of deepening levels of poverty, the kind of geopolitics of the moment, you know, and that just, it's much more challenging, I often think now, for young people than it was when I was growing up, even though things weren't perfect. Yeah, I think the challenges for young people now, the levels of anxiety, access to opportunity, ability to, you know, move into housing, all those things are really difficult. And if you put that then with a lens around coming from a Black, Asian, minority ethnic background, that is a doubly difficult scenario for many, many young people.
And there's not a lot of that young adult fiction, if you like, that tackles such really universal problems.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think actually my mum was one of a number, really. Anne Fine was another, wasn't she? I think at that time, maybe Judy Blume in America, but that was in a different sort of way. The 70s and 80s saw the birth of young teenage adult fiction, if you like, that transitional fiction. Quite often now that fiction is about science fiction or fantasy, you know, which touches on reality, of course, but it's not as grounded in the kind of the realities of life for young people. So, yes, that's why I think my mum's books have been reprinted every year since 1972, because they do speak to lived reality of young people.
Well, that's fantastic. And we certainly look forward. It's really good that we're going to have that opportunity to learn about, your mum's work, but also the relevance of her work to today's youth in Bradford, young people. So I'll thank you very much, Kirsten, and look forward to seeing you at the City Library on Thursday, the 29th of June.